From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's program, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information on, of course, Indonesian pop songs. Let's listen to the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President discusses power supply recovery effort. Indonesia and South Korea agreed to finalize comprehensive economic partnership agreement talks by the end of 2019. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met with state-owned electricity firm PT PLN's board of directors on Monday, August 5, to discuss effort to recover power supply following a major blackout in Jakarta, West Java, and Banten on August 4. The president delved at depth to unearth the reason behind the company's failure to run its risk management system. At the meeting, the president was accompanied by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, and Communication and Information Technology Minister Rudiantara. Also present at the meeting were Acting President Director of PLN Sripani, Intan Cahyani, some regional directors, and its Board of Commissioners. The blackout that affected thousands of homes and public facilities in West Java, Jakarta, and Banten was caused by several issues in the 500 kilovolt extra high voltage transmission in Ungaran and Pemalang. Indonesia and South Korea have agreed to set a target to finalize negotiation on Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement CEPA by the end of this year. This was stated by Indonesia's Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita in a statement on Sunday during a bilateral meeting with South Korean Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy Myung Hee-yoo on the sidelines of the 8th Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, Intersectional Ministerial Meeting in Beijing, China. According to Lukita, both countries have agreed to focus on discussion on market access and cooperation to reach the target. In addition, both countries have a common view to support the completion of RCEP negotiations in 2019. During the meeting, Lukita has also invited South Korean businessmen to participate in the 34th Trade Expo Indonesia, due to be held on October 16 to 20 in Indonesia Convention Exhibition ICE, Bumi Serpong Damai in Tangerang, Banten. The Peatland Restoration Agency, BRG, will develop infrastructure for peat re-wetting in areas in Riau province with no record of land and forest fires. The agency head Nazir Fuad remarked in Jakarta on Monday, August 5. During a meeting with the Riau governor, Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, and Environment and Forestry Office that better understand the condition in Riau, Nazir Fuad was informed that in areas prone to land and forest fires, in the eastern coast of the province. Last report of forest and land fires were received this year. Moreover, with the assistance of 1,500 personnel deployed to Riau since last month, fires in the area could be extinguished promptly. A report of the Peatland Restoration Agency team indicated that areas in which the agency had developed canal blocks and artesian wells are relatively safe from the fire. Three tourist destinations in Raja Ampat Regency, West Papua Province, have the opportunity to win the 2019 Indonesian National Sustainable Tourism Award, ISTA. The three tourist destinations are Sapo Kren Village, Pian Nemo Tourism Object, and Sasi Kofiau Culture. The three tourist destinations have been assessed by the ISTA visitation team from Gajah Mada University academicians. Head of ISTA visitation team of the Raja Ampat region, Professor Baikuni in Sorong on Sunday said that Raja Ampat has extraordinary, unique, natural tourist destination and the people are starting to rise to develop this potential. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The government of Aceh, through the Culture and Tourism Office and a number of local regional agencies, made use of the 4th Indonesian Festival in Moscow, Russia, to introduce and promote its superior potential in the province. Head of the Aceh Culture and Tourism Office, Jamaluddin, in a press release received by Antara News Agency in Banda Aceh on Sunday, August 4, said that Aceh participation in this activity was to introduce Aceh to a variety of superior commodities such as Aceh coffee, Aceh handicrafts, and packages superior tourism in Aceh. He explained that this exhibition was the second time that Aceh had participated in the Indonesian Festival, which was initiated by the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow by involving several entrepreneurs and the Aceh small and medium industries. The Indonesian economy expanded 5.05% in the second quarter of 2019, indicating a downward trend. Owing to continued export contraction and slow investment growth, the Central Statistics Agency BPS stated. The figure decreased from 5.27% during the same period last year and from 5.07% in the first quarter of 2019. The contribution of export to the national growth is yet under pressure owing to a shortfall in the volume and prices of export commodities in the global market and economic downturn in several trade partners, BPS Chief Suharyanto remarked at a press briefing in Jakarta on Monday, August 5. Exports were recorded at -1.81% in the second quarter of 2019, decreasing from 7.65% during the same quarter last year. The last item. The Upstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Special Task Force, SKK Migas, is optimistic investment in the upstream oil and gas industry in the country will increase after the government began a regular tender for the third phase of conventional oil and gas working areas in 2019. At least 42 main oil and gas projects with a total investment of $43.3 billion will be realized until 2027, SKK Migas Chief Dwi Sucipto said in a press statement released on Sunday, August 4. The 42 projects are expected to have a total production of 1.1 million barrels of oil equivalent, consisting of 92.1 thousand barrels of oil and 6.1 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas. The projects are expected to increase oil and gas deposits to 132 barrels of oil equivalent. The figure with a reserve replacement ratio of 23.85% of the target of 100% in the 2019 state budget. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Importance of Education About the Earthquake and Tsunami. While listener, Indonesia is one of the countries prone to earthquakes, an earthquake with 6.9 on Richter scale, whose vibrations were felt by the people of Jakarta and surrounding areas, shook a number of areas in West Java, Banten, and Lampung on Friday night. Initially, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BNKG, reported that the magnitude of the earthquake was 7.4. According to data from the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, there were 6 people killed and more than 1,000 people displaced. Why does Indonesia often experience earthquake and tsunamis? It is well known that Indonesia is surrounded by 3 tectonic plates, which are constantly moving, namely the Indo-Australian plate, the Eurasian plate, and the Pacific plate. The Indo-Australian plate moves relatively northward and infiltrates the Eurasian plate. Meanwhile, the Pacific plate moves relatively to the west. The land meeting point is in the sea, so that if there is a large earthquake with shallow depth, it will potentially cause a tsunami. History records that the tsunami had hit the coast of Sumatra, Java, Bali, Lombok, Nusa Tenggara, Sulawesi, and Papua for hundreds of years ago. Natural disasters such as tsunamis and large earthquakes are phenomena with repetitive cycles. This means that hundreds of years ago, earthquakes happened, Over the past few years, earthquakes have happened, and in the future, the earthquakes will definitely happen again. Of course, neither the government nor the Indonesian people can remain silent and resign themselves to the risk of an earthquake and tsunami. President Joko Widodo at Bogor Presidential Palace West Java on Sunday ordered his staff, especially the National Disaster Mitigation Agency and the coordinating ministers, to keep educating people in areas prone to earthquakes and tsunamis so that they are ready when facing the disaster. The community must understand that disasters are no longer regarded as something that should be taken for granted, but must be anticipated so that the number of victims and the impacts can be minimized. The community also needs to understand what needs to be done in the event of an earthquake and tsunami, and what must be prepared before the natural disaster occurs. Dissemination and education about earthquake and tsunami must also be carried out in schools. Students must know what to do when earthquake occurs and where they need to save themselves. Disaster simulation must be routinely carried out by the community, students in schools, and employees in the government offices or institutions. Thus, the community is better prepared to face the earthquake and tsunami, which in turn can reduce the number of victims and affected areas. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History. Well, we start for infant on August 5th, 1960, on the independence of Burkina Faso. In the past, Burkina Faso was then as Poltahulu, which is a state in West Africa that borders with Mali in the north, Togo and Ghana in the south, Niger in the east, Benin in the southeast, and Ivory Coast in the southwest. During the kingdom period, Burkina Faso was named as Mossi Kingdom, which was colonized by France and became a protectorate state. In 1904, the regions joined in the French East in Senegal Niger Hulu Colony. The colony was dismissed on September 5, 1932, and its territory was divided among Ivory Coast, Mali, and Niger. On 4 September 1947, Poltahulu was created again from its borderline in 1932. On December 11, 1958, the state became republic and joined in the French African people and gained its independence on August 5, 1960. The next event is that in 1962, Hotel Indonesia was inaugurated. Hotel Indonesia is the first five-star hotel which was built in Indonesia. The hotel was inaugurated on August 5, 1962 by the first Indonesian President Sukarno to welcome Asian Games 4 in 1962. The construction of the Hotel Indonesia was designed by architect Abel Swanson and his wife Wendy from the United States of America. Having 25,082 square meters, the hotel was slogan of a dramatic symbol of three nations working together. The hotel is determined as a cultural heritage by Regional Government of Jakarta. Regional Government of Jakarta. Well, the last item is that in 2003, J.W. Merritt bombing killed 14 people and injured 156 people. A big powerful bomb exploded in front of a lobby of J.W. Merritt Hotel in Mega Kuningan area, South Jakarta, on August 5, 2003, at around 12:45 local time, when visitors of the hotel were having lunch. The explosion killed 14 people and injured 156 persons. The bomb was triggered through a handphone, which was found at the incident place. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
I was born in this place with so many different races. I've seen so many faces, never bothered me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing, inviting, and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, think, now do something for your nation.
Dari pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemanapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempat ku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wai dibesarkan
muda,
terlindung di hari tua
sampai akhir menutup mata.
Voice of Indonesia.
For the next segment, I will present you information in our program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia-Russia Business Forum produces 13 Memoranda of Understanding. The Indonesian-Russia Business Forum held in Moscow, Russia on Thursday produced 13th Memoranda of Understanding between business people of both countries. The signing of the Memoranda of Understanding was witnessed by a number of officials such as Indonesian Ambassador to the Russian Federation and Republic of Belarus, Wahid Supriyadi, Governor of Yogyakarta, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, Governor of Central Java, Ganjar Pranowo, and Deputy Minister of Trade and Industrial Operation Federation, Alexei Gustev. The Indonesian-Russia Business Forum kicked off the holding of Indonesian Festival in Moscow, which lasted until August 4th. On the sidelines of Indonesia-Russia Business Forum activity, Ambassador Wahid explained the 13th Memorandum of Understanding, one of them is related with the purchase of coconut shell charcoal. The cooperation also covers the business sector of herbal medicines, chili, organic brown sugar, home decor, furniture, construction projects, and the construction of starch floor factories. Ambassador Wahid Supriyadi added that the Indonesian-Russia Business Forum is expected to bring about an impact on stronger cooperation in investment, trade, and tourism. According to Ambassador Wahid, in the G20 group, Russia is ranked 12th, while Indonesia ranks 16th with the largest gross domestic product GDP in the world. However, developed trade between Indonesia and Russia is still relatively small, reaching $2.6 billion. Meanwhile, Governor Sri Sultan, who attended the business forum, was able to convince the participants about the ease and certainty of investing in Jakarta. The certainty of investment is encouraged by the assistance of consistent local government regulations so that investors and entrepreneurs can develop their businesses without obstacles. He also emphasized that culture and the arts are the main attraction of the tourism business in Jakarta. Creative and technological industries such as startups are potential sectors to be developed. Today, the economy of Jakarta in the second quarter of 2019 grew 7.5%, and in 2018 it reached 6.2%, or exceeded the national economic growth of 5.17%. The Indonesian-Russia Business Forum is an event that bridges the business people of both countries. In addition to commemorating the 69th years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Russia, the forum also emphasized collaboration between the two countries through tourism, trade, and investment. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
For the next segment, I will present you information about Indonesian tourism, culture, and local wisdom in our program Indonesian Wonder. Have a nice listening.
Listeners, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Sipinsur Geosite in North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Sipinsur Geosite area is viewed to have character similar with orchid forests in Lembang, Bandung, West Java. So, this area is considered to be destination for millennial tourists. Sipinsur Geosite is included as the main tourism destination in Humbang, Pasundutan, Regency. Covering around 2 hectares, the area is above 1,213 meters sea level. When entering to Sipinsur Geosite, we will be welcomed with fresh air of Humbang Pasundutan Hills. The gateway of the park is so beautiful and it has paths around 4 meters wide, which is covered with dense pine trees at both sides. The pine forest also functions as camping ground. In addition, there is also a playground for kids. In the Sipinsur Geosite, tourists will directly face with the second island on the middle of Toba Lake, namely Sibandang Island. The island can be accessed in 10 until 15 minutes from Muara Port and takes 30 minutes by walking to go down the hills and twist path from Sipinsur Geosite. Sipinsur Geosite is easily accessed. It is only 18 kilometers from Sisingamaraja 12 International Airport, Silangit, in Siborong-Borong, North Tapanuli. Going by can take around 30 minutes. It is through hamlet and monuments of Batak Toba Toms and swamps where we can see willow, buffalo, and lintong coffee plantation as long as Lintong Nihuta region. Listeners, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, where we will introduce you to Indonesian language. Have a nice listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is swimming while seeing the sunset, or berenang sambil melihat matahari terbenam. Next is a conversation about swimming while seeing the sunset, or berenang sambil melihat matahari terbenam. Tony and Joko's family are traveling to Parang Tritis Beach.
Permisi mbak, permainan apa saja yang ada di sini?
Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar.
Ada yang lain?
Tidak ada, tapi Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman.
Baik, makasih ya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Permainan, which means game. Permainan apa saja yang ada di sini? Permainan apa saja yang ada di sini? Which means what games are available here? Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar. Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar. Which means there are paragliding, ATV, and survey. Ada yang lain? Ada yang lain? Which means are there any other games? Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman. Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman. Which means you can enjoy the beach while riding delman or two-wheeled horse-drawn carriage. Fasilitas apa saja yang disediakan hotel? Fasilitas apa saja yang disediakan hotel, which means what facilities do the hotel provide? Saya tidak hafal semua. Saya tidak hafal semua. I do not know them all. Matahari terbenam. Matahari terbenam, which means sunset. Makan. Makan, which means to eat. menonton. Menonton, which means to watch. Televisi, televisi. Television. Jagung bakar, jagung bakar. Roasted corn. In the dialogue, Tony as a tour guide, permainan apa saja yang ada di sini? Which means, what games are available here? An expression apa saja is usually used to get information about kinds, name list, or characteristics of thing. For example, pantai apa saja yang ada di Jogja? Which means, what beaches are available in Jogja? Fasilitas apa saja yang disediakan hotel? Which means, what kinds of facilities are available at the hotel? If you want to ensure of other kinds of facilities at certain places, you can say, ada yang lain? Or, ada lagi? Which means, are there any else? Now, let's listen to some other examples. Pantai apa saja yang ada di Jogja? In English, what beaches are available in Jogja? Ada lagi? In English, are there any else? Banyak. Saya tidak hafal semua. Which means, so many. But I do not know them all. In the sentence, Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman. Which means, you can enjoy the beach while riding delman. The word sambil is conjunction, which is used to describe two activities done at the same time. Here are some other examples. Saya melihat matahari terbenam sambil makan jagung bakar. Which means, I see the sunset while eating roasted corn. Dia makan kue pisang sambil menonton televisi. Which means, he or she eats banana cake while watching television. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi Mbak, permainan apa saja yang ada di sini?
Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar.
Ada yang lain?
Tidak ada. Tapi, Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman.
Baik. Makasih ya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, we will present a keroncong song entitled Pulau Jawa. The song tells about one of the biggest islands in Indonesia. A fertile island with a strategic location and has many histories in the past. The island has the most densely population and becomes the most important part of Indonesia. The song Pulau Jawa will be dedicated by Keksi Mulyani, one of talented keroncong singers in Indonesia. Her album entitled Irama Kondang Keroncong Kendang. Listener, here is Keksi Mulyani with her song entitled Pulau Jawa. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Untuk tetap menghargai rasanya sepi. Aku hargai.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for listening to our English terrestrial program on Voice of Indonesia. Please don't forget to give us your suggestions and feedbacks to our email address voice.indonesia and also our Twitter account voiceindonesia as well as Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Have a nice listening and thank you for joining us.